The Dialect of Lapley, Staffordshire. Mr. Walter Carrington, aged 59, ploughman. Recorded by Stanley Ellis on the 6th of January, 1955.
Tell me how you'd lay a hedge.
The first thing is to side it up. But side it on the one side as you're going to lay. Leave some brush on the other. You see? Well, then, you must side it up first. Well, then, see which road you want to lay your edges. Always lay them uphill, opposite road to the water. Never lay edge downhill. Always lay them opposite road to the water. Well, when you start, open them up, brush the sides up and got to work, clean all the bottom out, you see, you'll get to work then on your pleats. But always make sure you pleat them well down, as close to the floor as you can possibly pleat. So you'll get the young stuff to come straight up from the level of the ground. You'll see some people get up here, that's all no use at all, you see, because any sheep or any mortal thing will go under that. Your mush pleats go right down to the ground, you see. Mm-hmm. Pleat them as they go right down to the ground and take your back lip off, mm-hmm. level with your cut, level with your pleats, you see, as when the water comes down on it, it has one straight run straight off. Mm-hmm. Never leave your, what we call, the back lips on. They should be cut horizontal clout, see, like that. You see, cut them up, and then when you cut that off, it's level with your pleats. The water runs straight down and straight off. It doesn't stop to rot your pleats or anything like that, you see. Well, then, of course, you want to lay at angle, one certain angle, you see, and that's your angle you want to lay on. Not rear them, not duck them, about like that. That's your angle. And then keep your pleats perfect. If you come to a big ruck, cut them out, them which you don't want, leave the best in. Keep your heads even from end to end, you know what I mean, not stub a lot in one place and none in another. You see, always cut that out as if you come to a great lot in edge. Cut it out, thin it out, what's the use? Make your heads look all one angle from top to, from the start to the finish. And if you have a bank one up, never point a bank, always keep the bank of the top of the edge, you see, the bank of the edge, always keep it flat as the water can get down to the roots. You see, some people, they'll go and bank it up, make it look posh. Well, it's no good. The water simply runs down the side of the bank and then not down to the roots. It's the roots that want the water. And if you notice on your travels, you'll see edge as it goes straight off the bottom on ground level. You'll always see a good fence. But if you see one stuck on the top of the bank, you notice them. There is no fence. Of course, they are not fed by water. And then, of course, when you finish them, you want to watch and drive your stakes in properly and drive them in about a yard apart, just according to the length of your stuff. Some people go and shove them about 18 inches, which is, well, that's all right if it's a little short stuff. But if you've got any length of edge, anything from 2'6" to a yard's plenty. You only just want to put your stakes in to steady your fence, not twist your pleats. You put that pleats down and there let it stop. Not when you're going to put the stake in, say, oh, come here, you, and all like that, pull it to this, because you'll never make edge lay if you do that. The pleats must go down natural. And as you put him down there, so he must stop. You mustn't begin to pull and snatch and about to put a stake in. You must work your stake till you can put it in without disturbing your pleats. Of course, once that's cut, it wants to remain at that cut. And then follow your edge on down like that with your stakes. Keep them as even as you can, not 1 2 foot and another 2'6" and another 3'6" and all like that. Use your brain box and keep them, your edge nice and neat and your edges and your stakes at the proper angle. And the same distance apart from enter. And then when you finish your edge, it's always policy to get a bit of heathering and lap it. You know, not 5 or 6 on the top, the same as you see some people. You start off with 2 and keep 2 thick all the way along. It's only just to steady the stakes in your stuff, you see. That's all that's for. But still, it sets it off.